proud to witness could well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 9.1 FM, broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. That radio. Yes, you're tuning in here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and you are listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with the one, the only, the returning champions, Contra Code, with their album Friday Junior, their first release in, creeping close to a decade. I am joined here live in the studio with Dave and Brandon.
You got it.
Yes! I was going to say Brian, and I thought better of it. Drums and guitar, respectively, of Contra Code. Boys, welcome to the show. Say hello.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Hello, thanks for having us.
You are, wow, it's in stereo. You guys are very welcome. I had the chance of listening to the album today at work. I was listening to it the other day as well, but I gave it a good deep listen. And it's sounding good, boys. I'm really liking what I'm hearing. I I'll be honest, I didn't listen to Wasted Already all that much, mostly because I didn't really hear it, didn't come on my radar when it came out. But I liked Sick Rad a whole shit ton when that thing dropped a true decade ago. And I spun it so much on this show, and I never got a chance to meet you, boys. So I'm happy that you're here. I'm happy that you have a new album. And I'm glad that we are now officially label mates on Kinda Cool, which is pretty radical.
Epic.
So tell me about the new album. My first burning question, Friday Junior, what the hell does that mean?
It's Thursday night.
Of course it fucking is.
Why? It's right now.
Why would it be anything different?
Right? Jesus fucking Christ.
I feel stupid that I couldn't figure that out. I also have questions about the album cover itself. Mostly, what and why?
Yeah, you'd have to ask Dave about that.
I mean, why not, you know?
I don't know. Yeah. First off, who's the artist that did this wonderful piece of artwork? Because it is visually gripping.
Yeah, he's an artist from Berlin. And yeah, I've never actually met him in person, just exchanged emails with him. And I've just seen some of his other stuff and looked pretty cool. And so we just chatted back and forth for a long time. And yeah, we kind of settled on that. And
very good.
Yeah.
It is kind of Simpsons-esque.
I mean, it is a yellow person, so
yeah,
it could
exactly.
be. Yeah. I don't know, from really far away, if you squint, it kind of looks like a big popsicle.
Yeah.
Delicious. Delicious. So the album's out. It's released, got released on the 28th of last month, mm-hmm. but you guys are doing the album release party this month, on October 21st, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Saturday night at Redgate.
Oh, who's all on that bill?
We got
Die Job.
Yeah, Die Job.
Dead End Driving.
Dead End Driving.
And Johnny No Cash.
Johnny No Cash.
Right. He's that acoustic guy, right?
Yeah, I think he does some sort of like punk rock outlaw cowboy.
Interesting. Yeah, I heard country. His name come up a little while ago, and I think I spun one of his tracks or whatever. Is he from here?
I don't think so, but
I don't know if he's coming through on tour or if he's relocated. I don't know. I saw him pop up, and I have questions. Die Jobs are good friends, and I'm super bummed. I was talking with Matt from Dead End Driving the other day, and I realized I'm not going to be in town for the show. I'm going to be over in Seattle, and I'm like, I'm going to miss it because one of the guys is leaving the band. Is it?
It's the drummer.
The drummer?
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was one of the. So they're still going to have three guitarists.
Yeah.
All
right.
That's the first thing I thought.
Iron Maiden
losing a guitar player.
Couldn't do it. What else should we talk about? I mean, we could talk about the album more. We could listen to more of the album. Do you guys have a favorite track off there? My plan was just kind of to keep ripping through it, but if you guys have specific songs you want to cover, if there's things you want to talk about.
No.
My personal favorite would probably be Best Defense.
And why?
It's just a nice poppy punk song, so, yeah. So that's probably why, yeah.
See,
easy to listen to.
Do you have a favorite?
I don't know. They're all very different. Last week I was playing, what's it called? Is it Backyard Slaps? What's the one about being like a kid going to their first show?
Yeah.
Is that Backyard Slaps?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that one quite a bit. Put Some Flames on it, which I believe was the first single.
It was.
Yeah.
Steve from Kinda Cool was nice enough to send me the first single. Was that one? And there was one more. What was the second? Was it Friday Junior?
Friday Junior.
Yeah, he also gave it to me as well. But Put Some Flames on it, I also rather enjoy. But the lyrical content, you guys got something to say in some of these songs, which I'm getting behind it. Who's the lyricist?
That's Paul.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Paul?
He's in the UK right now.
Yeah, he's just going on a European
he's
vacation
tour,
before the show.
Exactly.
I see how it is.
He got
fine.
A nice picture of the Phil Lynott statue, so I'm pretty jealous.
The which?
Phil Lynott, you know, from Thin Lizzy?
No. No, I'm
he's an Irish legend.
I'll be honest, I do not know very much Thin Lizzy.
That's okay.
They're not on my radar. I'm sorry. But onto the Best Defense. I have a long-standing rule on the show that if someone sends me some tracks and I don't know what to play and I haven't had time to screen it, my rule of thumb is always go with track number 3 because it's generally the best track on an album. I find it because the first song usually has some kind of artistic intro, mm-hmm. as the album does. So you can sometimes get thrown off by that. The second song, it's sometimes punchy, sometimes not. But third one's always, always a winner. And I don't know why, but it seems to be true.
I'm going to check that theory out.
I guarantee you, like, pick any random album you have at home, put on track number 3, be like, yeah, that one's pretty fucking good. It might not be the best song on the album, but it always has, like, a fucking punch. It's going to go.
So you gotta keep people interested by the third song, you know?
Yeah, it's never a slow song. It's never a fucking ballad or fucking anything weird. It's always just a fucking banger. So this one, Best Defense. Brandon says it's a banger.
It is.
All right. We'll be right back.
Doing lights a fire that won't stop burning. Builds up cities, breaks down walls. Leave it to me and say fuck them all. I'm not gonna listen to anything they have said. It's everything that they have muttered. Now they can't accept that I'm better in your face. So don't meet your heroes, you'll be disappointed. For a lot. Just fucking own it. When people let you down, put your trust in us. You know we'll pick you up again. Because anyone who's ever read a brand will always understand how far they carry you. Back to back we face the challenges until the end. It's our best defense.
So that was some brand new music from the one, the only, Vancouver's very own Contra Code, whose brand new album, Friday Junior, is available now on kindacoolrecords.com. Get yours. Is the vinyl ready?
Oh, yeah.
Is it in your hands? Could I purchase it right now if I went on the website?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can go to our Bandcamp or Kinda Cool's website, and there's two colors.
Oh.
You got a pink and a lime green.
Which one do you think is better?
I like the pink one. Stands out more, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like the pink one. All so right. The pink one's the best. Yeah.
All right, fine. Pink it is. It also matches the album cover.
Yeah.
Where's the green here? It's not messing with the color dynamics. I see.
Change it up.
Those tracks that we just heard was Put Some Flames On It, the first single released on the album. Before that, The Best Defense, and we kicked the show in with No Friends Here. I am joined by Brandon and Dave of Contra Code. Boys, whose idea was it to call the band Contra Code? Who is the Konami fan?
I think that was me, actually.
Do you know the code?
I do.
Could you recite it for me on air for
up,
other people?
Up, down, down, left, right, A, B, select, start.
Oh, it's BA star, my friend.
Oh!
Fucking failure. Get out. Out!
No high fives for
you. I'm out.
That's out. It's okay. No, but it was really you?
It was actually me. Yeah.
Are you a Contra fan, or do you just think it's a good fucking name?
It's a great game. It's a hard game.
It's fucking super hard game.
So
Super Contra?
Super Contra as well. That's fucking a great game as well.
Contra 3, the one for Super Nintendo?
That's
one I like.
I don't know if I played that. Well, Super Contra was for Super Nintendo as well.
Is it? That's what it's called?
I mean, there is Contra 3 as well, though.
Yeah.
And there's like a weird one for Sega.
There's tons of Contras.
There's a lot of Contras. After it moved out of fucking like the 16-bit, I was done. It's fine. Very good. What do you guys want to talk about? What's new in your lives?
What's new in my life? Not much. Just working a lot. I changed my careers not too long ago.
Oh, doing what?
Electrician.
What were you doing before electrician?
I was a sales rep.
Ah, yeah. Probably a better deal. Sales fucking sucks.
It does.
Yeah, it really does. I've done sales a lot in my life. It's a terrible fucking job.
I get to work with my hands.
There you go.
Build stuff.
So all right. Well, if I need light switches installed, I know who to call.
You do. I'm your guy.
I might need that. What about you, Dave? What'd you do today?
Today, I worked. I'm currently fostering some kittens at home. Yeah, so we have three kittens.
Is that your job? Because if so, it's pretty fucking sweet.
No, I don't get paid for the kittens.
Oh, well. I mean, you get paid in, just the feels, and the little Tobians.
Yeah, some class. I'm just touching my jeans. They're all ripped to shreds right now. They're just
get paid
jumping all over me.
Kitty kisses.
Yeah. They're somewhat affectionate.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to, one of them just won't be potty trained. No. And, it's been tough.
That's a tough line. Yeah. The trials and tribulations of a real punk rocker.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Just, their lives are crazy. Man.
Yeah. Just working and cats, man. Yeah. You know, living the rock and roll dream. I don't know. What else should we talk about?
We're both pushing 40 now, so.
I feel you.
I am 40. He's 39. So
yeah, I'm not 40.
No. Well, I'm 38. So we're going up successfully.
I'm 38.
You're at 30. You're not 40 yet.
My birthday's in a couple weeks.
Oh. Is it for the release show? Is it a birthday party?
No, my birthday is the week before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then forget it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's old news.
You're too far away.
You're not special.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Should we dig into some more of this album? Because I really like it.
Sure.
I think it should be pretty good, unless there's something else we want to talk about. I mean, what's going on beyond? You have the release show on the 21st. That's at Redgate, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, sweet venue.
What else do you guys have on the horizon? What are the big plans for the album?
Well, we are going to play a show in Kelowna. I don't think it's been announced yet, so I don't know if we should say a ton. But yeah, it's going to be a sweet show.
Is that the Anarchy Coffee Boys? Like the Ollie North guys are helping out?
Yeah. So we haven't played in Kelowna before, so that should be awesome.
Well,
playing some other cool bands. And then we have another Vancouver show on December 30th. So it's like a
pre-New Year's?
It's like a New Year's Eve.
It's like New Year's Junior.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Got it.
I think we should call the show that.
If it's not that, you have my blessing. Call it New Year's Junior. I fucking love it. All right, here. Let's listen to more Contra Code. This is a song that I like a lot. It's called Backyard Slaps.
Well, I was barely 5'6", 120 pounds. My first punk rock festival lost my friends in the crowd. The smell of searing pavement and sour beer was on the breeze. The hot Montreal summer pushing 35 degrees.
kills it. Crowd yells and shit.
Dehydration sets in. Tunnel vision, don't black out. Aggro kids throw elbows when they slam dance. Gotta stand your ground. So just stand around. Walking up red plastic cups. Move towards the rising dust. Never fear when you go down. They'll pick you up off the ground. I jump into the chaos. No, it's not the safest bet. Wise about the stage. I soaked in other people's sweat. Dehydration sets in. Tunnel vision. Don't black out. Aggro kids throw elbows when they slam dance. Gotta stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
You gotta stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
You can't just stand around. It's all going down. It's all going down. People crashing on my head like waves. I was sure that I would be crushed under the immense weight of this mass of humanity.
Stand your ground.
You gotta stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
You can't just dance around.
So that was Contra Code with Backyard Slaps off of their brand new album, Friday Junior, available now on all your streaming platforms, your YouTubes, your Spotify's, your Apple Music's, your Songs's, your LimeWire's, your Shazam's.
Pandora?
Yeah, is that a thing?
I don't know.
Groove Shark.
Yeah.
It's available on MySpace. I heard their stream was really
good.
You can also get it, of course, on kindofcoolrecords.com or go to contracode.bandcamp.com and buy it directly from the band and skip the middleman.
Or even just DM us and we'll
yeah,
we can skip everyone.
Yeah, just call Dave directly. If you just give his number on the air right now, it's 77... No, sorry. If you guys are just tuning in, we are listening to Rad Radio. You are listening to Rad Radio. We have been listening to Contra Code on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm joined here by Dave and Brandon of Contra Code. They have an album that's coming out. Came out September the 28th. The album release show is October the 21st down at Redgate. What's the lineup again?
We got Johnny No Cash, Die Job, us, and Dead End Driving.
Solid. Yep. Solid stuff. Oh, I should pull up some Dead End Driving.
It's going to be great. Oh, yeah.
You'd like that.
That'd be good.
We're about halfway through the program, so I would be remiss if I didn't do my civic duty and let you know what's going on in our fair scene this weekend. So happening right now, as we're on the air, you could be at the Wise Hall instead. You could be watching 10-Foot Pole, Another Joe, Media Slaves, and Digression. Or you could also be at Redgate and watch Rat Silo, We Found a Lovebird, The Brahmin Kind, and Whack. Just Whack. That's a good name. Sorry. So that is your Thursday. Friday, you could go to Redgate. Man, Redgate's like, it's just killing it right now as a venue.
Book solid.
Probably my favorite place that's going on in the city right now. Good stage. Got good sound system, good people.
Location solid.
There's a back smoking pit. I love it. Love it. It's good. Good people. Good show. Our good friend Lucas Retro Chan is doing a show at Redgate with Weightless, who are fucking awesome. Have you guys seen Weightless yet? They're Weight.com/Less.
Okay.
They're fucking awesome. They're like female singer, female bass player, male drummer, male guitarist, I think. I can't remember. They're fucking amazing. They've got one single up on their Bandcamp, and it's okay-ish. It's a little slowy, kind of like post-punky. But live, holy shit, they fucking go.
Cool.
They go. I highly recommend it. If you guys have not seen Weightless out there, go check them out. They're very good. They're playing with ATD, with Bear/Horse. I've never heard of that band. And Bosses. That's going down at Redgate Saturday, October the 7th at Bully Studio. Our good friends The Core and Blacked Out, they're back from their European tour, and they're playing at Belize Studio in New Westminster, so that should be a good time. You can give them all big hugs, and Dan can tell you stories about being on the road and having his lip pierced and how that is. Sunday, you could go down to Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery, the best damn all-ages venue in the city, and see the Ska Sunday Matinee with Brethren and Like Bears. Brethren are awesome. They're amazing. They are huge. They're like a fucking 10-piece ska band in the city. And Like Bears are my good friends all the way from Chilliwack. They've been playing together forever. They don't play that much ska anymore, but if they are asked to play ska, they will, and that makes my little ska punk heart go pitter patter. That is your Sunday. And then finally, Tuesday, October the 10th in Vancouver, you can see GBH down at the Rickshaw Theater. If you were listening to shows earlier this month, you could have won free tickets, but alas, they are all gone. So if you didn't call in and win, that's your problem. Anyways, let's cut into some of these bands that you can see this weekend, starting with this band right here, Other Friends of the Label, Kinda Cool Records. This, Boils and Ghouls, this is ATD.
Let's go.